Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A fire in Washington, Connecticut has claimed one life. Fire Chief Craig Wilbur said firefighters were nearby after returning from a call to Roxbury at 6:14 in the evening when a firefighter returning from that call reported seeing flames near the intersection of routes 109 and 47. Two pumpers, two tankers, and a rescue truck quickly arrived at 7 Blackville Road but had trouble navigating a muddy driveway. Arriving fire crews quickly went to work knocking down the fire. Mutual aid was summoned from Bantam and Northville and an ambulance from Bantam. It took about an hour to bring the fire under control, enough to conduct a search based on early reports that an occupant was unaccounted for. The barn was used as living quarters. Firefighters located the deceased individual near the center of the structure. That name has not yet been released. The owner of the property, Sharon McGuire, reached Sunday declined to comment. The property is listed with a main house and accessory building, but it's unclear from town records whether the barn had been converted to a rental property. The body was taken to the state medical examiner's office for identification. A Torrington man suspected of intentionally igniting fires, including one at the Roxbury Firehouse, was stopped in Pennsylvania, according to officials. Richard White, 37, of Wheeler Lane in Torrington, was arrested in Pennsylvania after 10 p.m. on Saturday, according to the State Police Fire and Explosions Unit during a news conference at Troop L on Sunday. He faces charges of burglary and third-degree arson, with additional charges expected to be added. He asked that the FBI and ATF investigators have been working on the case with state police, saying White was declared a suspect after four fire scenes were processed by investigators. Governor Andrew Cuomo apologized yesterday for any comments that have made female aides feel uncomfortable after accusations of sexual harassment have upended his administration, fueling an investigation and calls that he resign. The embattled Democratic governor issued a statement Sunday saying he intended his interactions with coworkers as playful and not aimed at being insensitive or flirtatious. The Northwest Hills Council of Governments will be in the market for a new leader to succeed Richard Lynn, who will step down as executive director on June 30th. Lynn, who lives in Cornwall, will retire after 7 years as leader of the Council of Governments and 26 years as executive director for one of its two predecessors. A gas leak in Germantown forced the evacuation of part of that town and closed the main route through town on Friday. A propane tank leak at the newly opened Dollar General on Route 9G prompted fire officials to evacuate all homes and businesses in that area and close off Route 9G to traffic. The Germantown Fire Company responded to the scene in the afternoon following reports to Columbia County 911 of a vehicle hitting a 500-gallon propane tank, according to fire officials. The gas leak forced the closure of 9G between Main and Palatine Park Road. An updated, more accurate state analysis is showing COVID-19 vaccinations rates among blacks and Latinos in Connecticut lag behind whites by more than 2-1. Just 3.2% of black residents and 3.5% of Latino residents have been fully vaccinated, compared to 8% of white residents based on new race and ethnicity data from the State Department of Public Health. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Connecticut this week. She'll travel to Meriden on Wednesday. Meriden is the hometown of the U.S. Secretary of Education nominee Miguel Cardona. No other details have been released about that visit. One of the many video clips that emerged in the days and weeks following the January 6th riot at the nation's capital depicts a man in white standing on the Senate floor looking through a stack of papers, heard on the video saying, "There's got to be something we can use against those mobs that infiltrated the building," to find referring them with vulgarity. That man, federal officials now say, is Christopher Patrick Moynihan, a 30-year-old Salt Point, New York resident. Moynihan became the third Dutchess County man to be arrested on accusations of engaging in the riots and trespassing in a restricted building, among other charges. He joins William Vogel of Pauling and William Pepe of Beacon. Other men from around the Hudson Valley have also been arrested. Moynihan accused of obstructing an official proceeding before Congress, knowingly entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds without lawful entry, and willfully uttering loud, threatening, or abusive language, or engage in disorderly or disruptive conduct at any place in the grounds or in the Capitol buildings with the intent to impede, disrupt, or disturb the orderly conduct of the new session of Congress. County health departments in New York will soon work with the state to open COVID-19 vaccination sites specifically for those over the age of 65. Governor Cuomo announced on Friday the soon-to-launch facilities will include support staff to help seniors with vaccination paperwork, according to the state. Some meetings coming up in our area. The Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting that is coming up tonight at 6:30 via Zoom. Town of Dover Planning Board regular meeting is being held tonight. Also, the Joint Village-Town Police Committee meeting is coming up in the village of Millerton. That is happening on March 3rd. It'll be held at 6 p.m. via Zoom teleconference. Region 1 Board of Education Communications and Subcommittee meeting being held Thursday at 10 a.m. via Zoom. Every Saturday in March, Bard College Center for Civic Engagement will hold a STEM program through the Northeast Millerton Library from 1 to 2:30 with a different Kiwi Company box and theme. Each student will get their own box with all materials necessary for a hands-on STEM project. Sign up at tinyurl.com/2br9pkxj. The D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, Beekeeping with Dan Carr of Beavertides Farm. That'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Some more meetings coming up in our area in Sharon. Board of Selectmen have a budget workshop meeting today. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a special meeting via Zoom at 4 p.m. tonight. In Salisbury today, special Board of Selectmen meeting at 4:30 on the budget. At 5 p.m., the Selectmen have their regular meeting. At 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets tonight. And the Region 1 Board of Education has their meeting at set for 6:30 tonight. Village of Millerton workshop meeting happening tonight at 6 p.m. North Canaan Board of Selectmen's meeting will be held at 7 p.m. tonight. Weaverton Central School District next scheduled Board of Education meeting will be tonight at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Dover Planning Board meeting is tonight in Dover Plains, and that is via YouTube and Zoom. Coming up tomorrow in Falls Village, a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen from 8 to 10, and then the regular meeting comes up from 6 to 10, the Board of Education at Kellogg. In Cornwall tomorrow from 4 to 5:30, Cornwall Reads Great Fiction, Roxana Robinson and Anna Kariana at Zoom. At 7 o'clock tomorrow, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meetings. At 7:30, the Cornwall Board of Selectmen, both those meetings via Zoom as well. In Kent, the Board of Education at the Kent Center School meeting happens on March 3rd at 5 p.m. Sheffield on the 3rd, the Select Board has a working meeting at 5:30, their regular meeting at 7. Pine Plains Central School District has the regular Board of Education meeting coming up on March 3rd at the Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School Library. Town of Dover Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting on March 3rd. It's via Zoom and YouTube. In Ankrum, Planning Board meeting comes up on March 4th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,932.37. The NASDAQ at 13,192.35 and the S&P 500 at 3811.15. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.